Welcome to Wrestling Inside the Ropes with James Stewart.
I'm the best. I'm the best in the world. I've been the best ever since day one when I walked into this company, and I've been vilified and hated since that day.
And Mike Sarge Riley.
I don't know if you realize it or not, but you're trespassing on private property. When you walk through here, through these ropes, you're in my yard. Bad things happen in my yard.
Wrestling Inside the Ropes.
NXT Lowell is coming to the Lowell Memorial Auditorium on Thursday, August 16th. For tickets, you can visit Ticketmaster.com. And right now, here on Wrestling Inside the Ropes at 98.5 The Sports Hub podcast, privileged to be joined by EC3. What do you say, my man?
The privilege is all mine. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here, my man. How did you break into the business? And I'm sure it's been a long road, and I know you had some time in the TNA, but now you're in the WWE organization. Give me a quick Reader's Digest version here.
Well, the quick Reader's Digest version was I started training, and now I'm a huge superstar. There, that's it.
I co-sign.
It was a long journey. I started independently in the Cleveland area in about, I don't know the years anymore, but I started, you know, a while ago, and eventually once got scouted by a man named Tommy Dreamer, who worked at the WWE office at the time, and it kind of put me in the system in a sense. Tried to get signed by going to OVW in Louisville, Kentucky. Ended up tearing an ACL and leaving there. Thought it fell off the radar. Had surgery. Healed. Came back, eventually got signed to a developmental deal in 2009, yada, yada, yada. 2013, I was let go. 2013, I became EC3, and the rest is history. I'm a huge superstar now, and WWE couldn't wait to have me back.
They couldn't wait to have you back is right, and you had some time in TNA kind of getting the reps in there. How's the transition been from going from TNA to the WWE?
I mean, in TNA and Impact, I had, you know, just great success. I had the time of my life, so to speak, and really they afforded me the opportunity to make myself who I am today. And it just came to a time where it was time to try something new, and I've always had this vendetta and this unfinished business with the WWE that I really truly felt like I had to accomplish. So fortunately it worked out. The opportunity's back. The transition's been great. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm still the best here, the best there, the best anywhere. I'm still the top 1%, except now I do it under the WWE umbrella with NXT.
Look at that. And let me ask you, you guys have the great training facility down in Orlando, Florida. You get to work with some of the best that have ever made their time in the ring. Triple H, Matt Bloom, of course, we know about him being the head trainer. How's it working under these guys and interacting with them on an almost daily basis?
I mean, getting the chance to work with legends, titans of the industry.
There you go.
You mentioned Matt Bloom, and then we have, you know, Terry Taylor, Shawn Michaels, sure. Scotty Too Hotty, Norman Smiley. So many great minds to pick. I think it's like going to Harvard for wrestling school, and, you know, it's like, yeah. You know, I was Matt Damon writing some weird, you know, solving some weird formula outside of a board, and then now they've groomed me to be their own. Did that make sense?
Of course it did.
Yeah, sure.
Of course it did. I'm good with that.
I get it. We're in Boston, and I'm making Goodwill Hunting jokes that fall flat. But, yeah, no. I mean, I get to work with titans of the industry each and every day. Not only do you get to learn from them, but they set an example. I mean, they set a body of work throughout their careers that you want to, you know, replicate or live up to.
And most importantly, you did park the car in Harvard Yard.
Right? I would do a Boston accent, but I don't want to embarrass either of us.
It's all good. All good. Now, you grew up in Cleveland, the Cleveland area, right?
Yes.
Okay.
C-Town. Yep.
So Indians, Cavs fan, Browns. Sorry about that.
They just traded a first-round draft pick for a seventh-round draft
to Buffalo. Yeah.
And I read a stat that from 2009 to 2016, they have no first-round draft picks still on the team. So, obviously, continued success. The thing about being a Browns fan is, yes, I am a Browns fan. I was born in Cleveland. I wouldn't choose to be a Browns fan. That was inherited.
Yeah.
It teaches you resolve. It teaches you dedication. It teaches you perseverance. It teaches you the ability to just get knocked down time after time after time after time after time and be able to hopefully get up and dust yourself off.
Yeah.
So, but obviously the Cavs had, you know, some success. LeBron has left, fortunately for the Celtics. He's on the West Coast now. And it was time for him to go, so I'm not even mad at it this time. The first time, not so much, but this time he's allowed to leave because he did what he said he was going to do. Mm-hmm. But my biggest passion is probably with the Cleveland Indians, and I'm so glad you guys got rid of Terry Francona because now he's ours.
That I am still against that decision by the Red Sox. That's why I'm not a fan of the team anymore, and I'm glad for Francona to have all the success he has.
He's loved, and he's like a true leader of men.
He really is. Yeah.
He just... Like, that's the kind of guy you'd be like, I'd go to war with that man. I'd follow that man to the gates of hell.
Yeah. Damn good manager.
Yeah.
Damn good manager.
He's kind of the Matt Bloom of baseball. I'm just...
There you go.
Totally.
I love
politicking it. Right now.
That's very good. Yeah. Matt, hope you're listening. We'll make sure he is, too. So I got to ask you, growing up, when did you become a wrestling fan, and who was your favorite wrestler?
Growing up, I think I would... My fandom started around the WrestleMania 6 era, Warrior versus Hogan, and I was a Warrior guy over Hogan at that time. Wow. I know, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just growing up, I always kind of sided with the antagonist, so to speak. So I liked, like, Rick Rude, and I liked Mr. Perfect, and then Attitude Era going on, you know, before I was in high school and then through high school. You know, Triple H, obviously, but, you know, The Rock, Stone Cold, I mean, so stacked. And when did I want to do it? I don't even recall. There was an epiphany, I think, watching a Monday Night Raw one day where I was like, no matter what I do with my life, if I don't try this, it'll be a failure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Good for you. And to be at the level you're at right now in the WWE organization. And, you know, what about all of the talent that's come through NXT? And now you see them where they're at today on the WWE stage, you know, Charlotte, Sasha Banks, just to name a few, Carmella, and now even the one I can think of off the top of my head, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, Bobby Roode, a lot of those guys. You're next.
Yeah, I am next. No, Sasha's a Boston girl, right?
She is.
Oh, what a sweetheart. Love her to death. I mean, you mentioned how they're just killing it on the WWE stage, but at the same time, NXT, it's not developmental anymore. It's a third brand. It is right. A brand that's almost, if not on par with WWE Raw, WWE SmackDown. It's its own separate entity, and it's, you know, very, you know, it's a unique and different product that they offer, and it's awesome to be able to shine on that stage. And, you know, to move on someday to Raw or SmackDown is obviously a goal, but right now my goal and focus is with NXT and the NXT Championship. I mean, I certainly have unfinished business here. I didn't come back to just have a sweet entrance song and spike up my hair and, you know, talk a bunch of junk. I have serious goals to accomplish here in NXT, and championship is one of them.
Now, before we close out here, we are recording at LaLasher Park. This is the single-A affiliate of, well, the Lowell Spinners is home, but it's a single-A affiliate of the Red Sox. And fun fact, I used to do the PA announcing here. So I wish I was doing the game tonight to formally introduce EC3 to throw out the first pitch. But what I found out before this interview is that you throw righty, but you bat what?
I bat lefty.
So what's that about?
I'm a little ambidextric. You know, I played baseball all throughout my life, and hot corner, you know. But when I first picked up a bat, I picked it up and started swinging it left-handed, and my father was just like, well, let's see if, you know, it just came natural that way. So he eventually taught me to golf right-handed, but I think it was just because he didn't want to buy separate clubs so we can share them. But at the same time, yeah, I bat lefty, you know, right down right center field, power alley. Let's go. I actually volunteered to play right field and bat fifth today, but I the Spinners have not gotten back to me on that.
Well, you know, there is a rehab assignment here for one of the Red Sox players tonight, too.
Yeah, and if it just so happens, you know, the Indians and the Red Sox meet in the playoffs, I might have to, I don't know, sabotage his rehab assignment.
Oh, boy.
I've been hurt.
I love it.
I mean, if I can get him dysentery or like a flu, yeah, I'd do that. But I wouldn't actually hurt him. That'd be absurd.
With NXT Lowell coming here on August 16th, two nights later, you're going to be down in the Big Apple for NXT TakeOver the night before SummerSlam at the Barclays Center. How excited are you for that?
I am stoked. I am pumped. I am ready to rock and roll, strut and stroll, hang and bang. Give it my all. No, I mean, NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, it's our biggest show of the year. It's our biggest forum, the Barclays Center. There's one thing a Boston guy like yourself and a Cleveland guy like myself can agree on is the fact that we despise the Yankees. So, you know, we're walking in with that, but also I'm taking on the Velveteen Dream. a very eccentric and talented performer. You know, he calls himself the Purple Rainmaker, you know, and I'm NXT's Golden God. He calls himself the One, and I'm the top 1%. He calls himself the Velveteen Dream, and I'm a man-tanned nightmare. His name is VD, and I'm EC3, and the pieces are fit together for an epic confrontation that should not only showcase great athleticism, but probably some strange character development.
And if you can just, one more thing, if you can put a push in from the powers that be to get an NXT takeover here in Boston, that would be the best.
I think that would be an ecstatic thing. Like, you know, just like how LeBron James came in and dominated on the TD Garden, I think I can do the exact same thing.
Make it happen. Let's go, all right? All right. Let's make it happen. Hey. All right, you have one more thing to do, too. One more thing. You got to cut a promo on me, okay? And get everyone out to NXT Lowell next Thursday. Let's go.
You're putting me on.
I'm putting you on the spot, EC3. Let's go, man. You don't have to cut it on me, but get everyone out here to Lowell. Let's do it.
NXT is coming to Lowell, Massachusetts at the LMA. Am I right with that, the LMA? It doesn't matter if I'm right. Of course I'm right. I'm always right. I'm the top 1% of the industry, and you will see the hottest brand in sports and entertainment, NXT, featuring Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa and the Velveteen Dream. But most importantly, it will be featuring the top 1%, the best here, the best there, the best anywhere, EC3.
Look at that right there. Thursday, August 16th, Lowell Memorial Auditorium, EC3. He is the man. You know what? And he gets today's Sarge Salute of the Day. You've been listening to Wrestling Inside the Ropes right here, 98.5 The Sports Hub. EC3, thank you very much, my man.
Bye.